To him, the stateliest spake in answer, the warrior's leader, his word hoard unlocked. We are by kin of the clan of Gyats, and he Yalak's own hearth fellows we. To folk afar, my father known, noble Atheling, Edge Theo named, full of winters, he fared away, aged from earth. He is honored still through width of the world by wise men all. To thy lord and liege in loyal mood, we hasten hither. To Halafdena's son, people protector, be pleased to advise us. To that almighty one come we on mickle errand, to the lord of the Danes, nor deem I right that aught be hidden. We hear thou knowest if sooth is the saying of men, that amid the Scyldings a scathing monster, dark ill-doer, in dusky nights, shows terrific his rage unmatched, hatred and murder. To Hrothgar, in greatness of soul, would succor bring. To the wise and brave, may worst his foes, if ever the end of ills is fated, of cruelest contest, if cure shall follow, and the boiling care waves cooler grow, else ever afterward anguished days. He shall suffer in sorrow while stands in place, high on its hill, that house unpeered. Astride his steed, the strandward answered, clansman unquailed, the keen-souled thane must be skilled to sever and sunder duly words and works, if he well intends. I gather this band is graciously bent to the Scylding's master. March, then, bearing weapons and weeds that way I show you. I will bid my men your boat meanwhile to guard for fear lest foemen come, your new tarred ship, by shore of ocean, faithfully watching till once again it waft o'er the waters those well-loved thanes. Winding-necked wood, to wetter's bounds, heroes such as the hest of fate shall succor and save from the shockek of war. They bent them to march. The boat lay still, fettered by cable and fast at anchor, broad-bosomed ship. Then shone the boars over the cheek-guard, chased with gold, keen and gleaming, guard it kept, or the man of water, as marched along heroes in haste, till the hall they saw, broad of gable and bright with gold,